Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. I wish to start by thanking you for the coordination of these discussions on improvised explosive devices. We commend all efforts to improve the status and operation of amended Protocol 2, as well as to promote its universalization. The protocol establishes obligations that are relevant, in particular for those who have not joined the Ottawa Convention yet. Brazil maintains a solid and permanent capacity for humanitarian disposal of IEDs through continuous training and maintenance of equipment. On many occasions, we shared our expertise with affected countries in Africa and Latin America, and we are keen to do so within the scope and mechanisms of the CCW and other fora. Indeed, since 1996, the Brazilian Armed Forces have included amended Protocol 2 obligations in their military courses, and military personnel have been actively deployed in cooperation activities for disposal of IEDs in both regions, including a program developed by the OAS. We acknowledge the humanitarian challenge posed by this type of weapons, especially their use in densely populated areas. Brazil has worked to prevent the diversion of relevant controlled materials related to IED assembling, mainly through national legislation and regional cooperation with neighboring countries, the adoption of a set of national guidelines and best practices in dealing with improvised explosive devices should pave the way for future cooperation in this subject with other interested partners, which we will do gladly. My delegation believes that further measures regarding IEDs under the CCW should focus on enhancing existing cooperation programs. We have much to learn from each other and much work to do to address the challenges posed by IEDs. Thank you.